All right. I got something I want to show you. And you can tell by the slides we're using tonight that this is going to be a Milwaukee line. You know, this is our classic Friday, right? What we're going to do today is we're going to actually produce the Lion's Line show for the consumption of our non-paying audience as a part of Classic Friday. And what Classic Friday really is a way of sort of trotting out some of our premium subscription stuff to give people a taste as to what it is that they can expect on our website. You know, I had a very interesting discussion today with Alex, my good close personal friend and longtime chum and, you know, one of the officers of our company. And he said to me, you know, look, man, our price point is a Netflix and a, you know, kind of premium cable channel TV price point, as opposed to a price point that is more in line with a Marc Maron, who I love and respect, and Adam Carolla, who I love and respect. You know, those guys, their archives run around $5. And I said to him, you know what? I hear you, but just the, you know, the craftsmanship that goes into this show. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a better, you know, that I'm a better man or anything, but it's kind of like getting a hand-painted bead as opposed to a really cool-looking, you know, bead that you buy for your, you know, wife or something that is really quality, but you got it at the fucking May Company or, you know, Macy's or Nordstrom's or whatever the fuck, you know. And it's, but it's really nice, but it ain't the handmade craftsman stuff, baby. That's what I think about our show and our podcast, whatever the fuck you want to call it. This is the podcast equivalent of quality furniture. Now, it's goofy, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy to kind of compare this podcast, say, to, you know, some, I don't know, you know, fantastically, gloriously made piece of, you know, antique from the 18th century, but, or, you know, something that was in the Tsar's family. But what I'm saying is the uniqueness of what we do, the absolute uniqueness of what we do, is far and away totally, you know, beautiful, man. You know, it's just completely good. So that's my humble opinion. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm the most brilliant motherfucker that ever walked the face of the earth when it comes to assessing these things, but I do feel that I'm a fair appraiser of what we do here. And I really believe that at the end of the day, at the end of the run, at the end of my life, at, you know, whatever, people will look back on this work that we did and they'll say, shit, you know, that was amazing. You know, that whole span of shit that Phil Hendry did from, you know, beginning in 1990 when we started with the character caller show, all the way through our present-day podcast. So that is, you know, my humble opinion. And because of that, you know, we have a price point like the one that we have. And I don't think it's too outrageous. I think, you know, if you throw our subscription in with your Netflix or whatever it is you're doing, I think you're making making a really good fucking investment in your entertainment. You know, if you say, well, I got Netflix, I have Amazon, I don't know, you know, I got Phil Hendry. Well, what is Phil Hendry? Well, you know, don't ask, man, but it's worth it. You know, I mean, this is kind of, I got that on the upper shelf, you know, that's where I put that. That's my fucking, that's right up there with my Don Julio tequila and my 25-year-old Johnny Walker Blue or whatever the fuck, you know, and my Glenfiddich, you know, my single malted, like, 12-year-old. That's where I put that. Well, where do you have, you know, the podcast, like, you know, whatever. That shit's down on the lower shelf, man, but my good shit's up here. So we pay money for good booze. We pay money for a good cigar. We certainly don't do it at the expense of our families. We don't, I'm not going to starve anybody, and we're not going to be ridiculous and stupid and irresponsible with our money. But you know, and I know, that we have our interests and our proclivities, and we have our the things that we're going to go ahead and we're going to go and I'm just going to drop some money on this. And I remember when I first started to appreciate good tequila, which, by the way, I want to show you something here in a minute. You know, I began to ask questions. Well, okay, what is this? And really, what are we talking about? And, you know, I know that this is an aged tequila, and I'll compare it to other aged tequilas, and how much am I paying for the packaging? And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things you want to... people get fooled by packaging. People get fooled by packaging, you know. Oh, you know, it's gussied up, man, somehow. It's got... you know, I don't know. You know, I wouldn't want to go so far as to, you know, articulate what I'm thinking here when I talk about packaging and podcasts or radio shows, you know. But people are fooled by that. Fucking fooled all the time. Even people that think they're smart. For instance, I'll give you an example. Get the most expert and top football opinions on Fox Sports, because that shit is got it going on. And la da 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 da. You know, and then you flip it. I'm talking about the Fox Sports Radio Network. And then you flip that shit on. You hear these guys yelling, and you hear them saying things very confidently, and you don't know. But what's happening is they're looking at a whole slew of things that is being fed to them, being given to them by producers. Here's something here, you know. And the guy is turning all that shit, and he's churning all that and turning it all into a monologue that makes it sound like he's a fucking expert. You know? If you want to fucking put a Christmas tree up and you want the Christmas tree lights to look just ever so bitchin', even though you don't know your fucking ass really about how to decorate a Christmas tree, but you know that all those multicolored goddamn lights, that'll really throw people off. So you just go in for all those multicolored fucking lights, man. You don't go in for the tinsel and all that shit, you know. You just go in for the dazzle because you ain't got enough time. Maybe you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground about that, whatever. Well, I mean, radio, media, television is no different, folks. And I mean that literally. And the other thing is, I want you to know, I don't say this as a way of you know, I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm not being angry with anybody. I'm just telling you, this is how it is. You know, God bless the people that do it well, but ever since I got into this business, and ever since I was a kid, and I mean a really small kid, and I wanted to get into radio, and I wanted to get into the art of audio illusion and entertainment, the art of being on the radio and laying shit on people in that familiar and intimate and fast-paced and improvisational manner that only radio could provide. Not television, nothing else. Only radio, only the live medium of radio. I learned how to improv on radio. I learned how to think on my feet. I learned how to create on the run. I learned how to build sketched bits. I learned how to create characters. I learned how to ad lib. You know, I mean, that was all taught, you know, to me by my experience in radio. I don't want to say that radio taught me. Radio didn't really. If radio had its way, it wouldn't have taught me jack shit. But I learned in that environment. You know, I thought that for me and for what I liked, I thought that was great. I like improv, and I love the the dangerous aspect of sort of pulling the curtain back and seeing the back of the, you know, Ernie Kovacs. Everybody talks about Ernie Kovacs. I was too young. But I have seen his stuff on YouTube. And while he was a great, you know, character actor, the thing that everybody remembers about him is that he had pulled that fourth wall away so you could see the cameras and you could see the studio. He really used all that stuff, you know. And it was the closest thing maybe to a radio show that you had on television in terms of the essence of it. So I like that. And I like to work with that, and I like to build that, and I like to create out of it. And as a result of that, I went as far as I could with that and created what I'm very proud of, which is improvisational sort of comedy and that sort of crank, or what people like to call prank, P-R-A-N-K as opposed to C-R-A-N-K, comedy. And You know, and then we moved on into the podcast world. We didn't have the phone calls anymore. We didn't have talk radio. We had to do something else. And so we did. Every single thing I'm very proud of. And and I will tell you this, and take it for what it's worth. You know, the number one selling scotch, tequila, wine, what have you, is not the best, as you know. And I'm using that as an example or as a comparison because I think, you know, I know you guys are all alcoholics, and I'm kidding. But, you know, you guys, you understand that the very best stuff is not something that you necessarily want to know that every other motherfucker's drinking. I mean, but if they are, you like to think, well, okay, but I know this stuff. I found this stuff. I appreciate it. I know what it is. I like it. So that's why I say our show, our podcast, whatever the fuck you want to call it, you put on that top shelf of your life where you keep your scotch, where you keep your cigars, excuse me for saying this, where you keep your women or your men, you know, what, you know, however you perceive that. You have certain taste in things, books, movies, you know. We all have our fucking thing, and I believe that when you incorporate Phil Hendry into your life, what you're doing is essentially this. You're putting us up there on a shelf with the very best movies that you've watched, the very best scotch, tequila, wine that you drink, the very best cigars that you smoke, the very best weed that you smoke, you know, I mean... You know, forgive me, but the most beautiful women, the most elegant and handsome men, the finest hotels. I mean this. Even though I'm a goofy, weird guy, what we create here is extremely serious in its workmanship. There's a lot of years that went into it. There's a lot of fucking pride that goes into this. And... just so you know, I would go toe-to-toe with anybody at any time, you know, when it comes to being quote-unquote funny, you know, I would go toe-to-toe with anybody if it was, you know, on the line, and that's what we had to do, you know. I'm in other words, what I'm saying is I put my product up against anyone's. I got a lot of respect for a lot of people and what they do. I have a lot of respect for what we do. So that price point of $9.95, yeah, it belongs up there with the Netflixes, and it belongs up there with the Amazons and all that shit. Yes, it does. It belongs with the high-end stuff. It's not... Now, and I, this is, again, no comment on Mark or on Adam or anybody... But I'm just saying, we're not a $4.99, $4.50 podcast. One of the reasons being, the nature of what we do, the indescribable, and I mean this, the indescribable content, it very, very difficult to pitch, means that our advertising revenue... has to be sort of hand-picked, you know, only advertisers. Now, you can see we have advertisers. Their return, it's return business. We have Uber, we have DraftKings, we have ZipRecruiter. we've got a number of people. But these are people that are that have tried our show out and said, wow, this show works, you know. I mean, for whatever reason, we don't want to ask, it works. And so we value our advertisers big time. Big time. One of the reasons why we go after advertising, one of the reasons why we're on Podcast One, the whole reason why we're on a platform like Podcast One is because it's fucking enormous. They have thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of downloads a month. They have lots and lots of cross-promotion. They got a lot of fucking business going on over there, man. And we needed that. We needed that kind of exposure. We needed that kind of cross-promotion. We needed that platform. Okay? And we'll do the rest. You know, we'll do the right. I know Norm Pattis. I've known him for 30 plus years. He's a hell of a fucking salesman, and he knows the audio entertainment business. He knows the radio podcast business. I mean, this cat knows the entertainment business. And believe me when I tell you, because he's single-handedly invented radio, you know, syndication. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. He's pretty much the guy that did it. And and it's very interesting, I think. It's interesting that that I've been fortunate enough to hook back up with him now at this point in my life. There's got to be some reason for that. I don't know. You know, it's, there's got to be some kind of, you know, sort of Indian mystical Don Juan, you know, shaman fucking, I don't know, you know, kind of a thing. But nonetheless, you know, we went with Podcast One because we needed that platform. We needed the downloads, and we needed the resulting advertising revenue. Our downloads, as I've told you, have gone up 800%. Is that the right way of saying that? Yeah, I mean, it's 800%. And we're on our way to a very significant number, okay? We're on our way to a big fucking fat number. I mean, we're fucking close, man. We're fucking close, you know? We're really close. I mean, we're on our way. The goal of our show is to hit 100,000 downloads a day. And we are fucking close, man. We're up around 85,000 downloads a day right now. We weren't even fucking close to that this time last year. No criticism intended of my former partners at Sideshow. Terrific people. Hardworking people. I love Darren. And everybody there. We just had to kind of kick it into higher gear. Wasn't for Darren, I wouldn't be on a fucking podcast platform at all. He's a great guy. He's a smart man. All the guys over there at LEG, Rob Hartman, all of them. I love them all, and I appreciate everything. All right. What we're going to do here is the Jack I. Gagner Lion's Line Show. We are going to do, and I have lined up here, we are going to have week two results from around the league, game highlights. Brett Morrison will join Jack I. Gagner. An interview with Coach Marty Lufthansa. And just so you guys can see what's happening here, an interview with Coach Marty Lufthansa, an interview with team owner Edna Gerber, Touch Gerber, a player interview, most likely it will be Wayne Lightouch, the young running back with the Milwaukee Lions, and then we'll take some phone calls on the show as well. And that's what we have planned for this premium, if you will, this classic Friday, or we could call it Premium Friday. I think Premium Friday would be a better way of describing it, because that's really what it is. We also have our sponsors lined up. Just to give an example, we have Uber today. We have DraftKings, and we have a new company called ZipRecruiter, which I really dig. We've had also, we have, you guys have heard us, where is that, man? What the fuck is the name of that? We have had an advertiser that I really liked. Where are they, man? Where the... Bulletproof. Bulletproof. These... I like these guys. I like these guys. I hope they come back with this, because I think Bulletproof is... coffee is my thing. Coffee is... you can't get, you know... I mean, we could talk about tequila. Oh, by the way, I want to show you something. This is great. I don't know whether I should show it here or show it here. All right, you're looking at a very decidedly green bottle. Maybe I should show it back here on this camera. You can see that this bottle is a bottle of Coralejo tequila. All right. Now, I don't know if you can see this properly, because it's green, and I have a green screen here, you see. But I want to show you what's in it. If you can make it out there, you're looking at green jalapeno peppers in silver tequila, in this Coralejo tequila. Now, I am told this is good tequila. I don't know. Me, you know, But to each his own, you know. To me, it's a little rough. It's for a silver, it's real strange. But nonetheless, I'm not an expert. I just know what I like. So anyway, I'm up at the Elcott Redeemery in Big Sur, there with Lauren one afternoon. And we sit down at the bar, and there's a bartender there, a guy named Serge. This fucking guy is a genius. This guy made up a drink called a sandia, and it has something called lemon bush. Now, just try to follow me here, because I don't even know what I'm talking about, but there's a specific way of making something called lemon bush. Those of you who are familiar, you know what I'm talking about. He made that with a lemon bush. He also made it with some salt. He made it with watermelon juice, okay? And then he made it with this tequila that he had himself put the jalapenos in. And I said, you got to be shitting me. Now, I never heard anything about it. It's probably not that unusual. And forgive me if I sound like a fucking neophyte. But, Christ, I had that. That's the goddamn greatest thing I ever had in my life. And I'm not kidding you. It was fantastic. I wouldn't do this to a bottle of Don Julio. I wouldn't do this to anything that I consider to be good tequila. Which shows you what a fucking effete asshole I am. Because there's probably a ton of fucking people who will tell you, and let me tell you what, motherfucker, you know, this is some real good shit. And they're probably right, but I just personally, I don't give a fuck. You know, eh. I hacked up, and I don't know if you can see that, but I hacked up probably a good five jalapenos. Cut them in half. I quartered them because I couldn't get them down the spout of the bottle. I quartered these motherfuckers and put them in this bottle. And as per the instructions of Serge, they have been in there for since we got back from Big Sur, which would be around my birthday, September the 1st, and today's whatever it is, the 24th. Is that right? So they're going to be in there for another week, 25th. So one more week, and then this bitch gets busted open. And I'm here to tell you, there isn't much better in this world than this. You know, it was just great. I loved it. And so I loved it so much that I told him, I said, Treese, I got to go home and I got to make this. And he said, well, this is what you do, senor. You know, blah, 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 blah. All right. That's where that's at, man. So it's time now for us to get this going. We're going to be doing Jack I Gagged's Lion's Line. I hope this goes well. We'll see. This is going to be really fucking weird, man. All right. All right, man. I got a playlist. I can't turn the fan on. Let me just cool off here for a second. Goddamn fucking hotter than goddamned hell. Brady, 38 of 59, 466 yards, 3 TDs. Tom Brady is a fucking master. Tom Brady is... he's got to be the greatest fucking quarterback in the NFL. Well, there's no question in the NFL today, but maybe one of the greatest in NFL history. Matt Jones, 123 yards versus the Rams. The fucking Redskins got their fucking ass kicked tonight by the New York Giants. All right, here we go.